There are moments in life when you realize you're doing the very thing you were born to do.
The moment I really saw I could go on international level was when I ran in Stockholm Diamond League, my 52.3. Sit.
Jessie Knight started pretty quickly, took a half a yard, maybe a metre out from Femke Bol to the first hurdle, but the two of them just about rising together. Femke Bol always builds nicely into a race, and by now down the back straight, she's already starting to just move away from the others.
Also, I was going to the 53s, and this was already really good, and the whole year I was also training to hopefully get an Olympic medal, so of course I was already thinking about this, but when I did this race it was such a breakthrough for me, also to see what I was capable of, and the time was so fast. That this was really the moment that I was like, okay, I can compete at the highest level with the best people in the world, and this is something amazing.
Look at this, Femke Bol is miles ahead. It's going to be her against the clock here. The crowd know how good she is, know how quick she ran here last year. Stumble off that last hurdle, just going to lose a little bit. But Femke Bol, watch the clock here. It's 52.27. Takes just a tenth away. The meeting record that she set last year, well, that is actually a Diamond League record for Bol. Great run from Clayton behind her.
This is Ignite, a podcast series from European Athletics telling the personal stories of athletes as they count down to Rome 2024. Now, Femke Bol from the Netherlands invites us into the psyche of an elite athlete, grappling with her greatest adversary, her own self-doubt. Despite her success and that moment of epiphany in Stockholm in June 2022, Femke still had to quiet those inner voices that doubted her. En route to the European Championships in Munich, there was a poignant pep talk from her coach that propelled her to clinch an astounding 3 gold medals.
I think I was sitting 3 weeks before deciding or even running. I was sitting with my coach and I was like, I'm not sure I can do it. I'm not sure. It was straight after Eugene, the World Championships. I had 2-time silver and he was like, I think you can do it. You have to believe it, otherwise you won't make it. So I wasn't sure. And then at the end, I was sure enough. And I thought about it and I talked with a lot of people, or not a lot of people, but with a few people, with also Charles, the head coach, with my coach, with my parents and my boyfriend about it. And I thought, okay, I'm just going to give it a shot.
So what does giving it a shot look like for an athlete of Femke's talent? Well, 3 gold medals later, we think we know.
But she's fading ever so slightly. It is going to be a win for Femke Bol, 49.44. She goes even faster than she did in Silesia. What a time from Femke Bol.
She's going to have it all her own way down this home straight. Rishkova almost in a different galaxy. It's the brilliant Bol with a delightful Dutch double. Never done before at the European Athletics Championships.
It's step by step, race by race.
400 meter was the toughest one to win. I was thinking between the 4 and the 4 hurdles and had some great opposition, so I was pretty nervous also because I only did one 400 meter in 2 weeks before at the Diamond League. So you have a feeling but don't exactly have the feeling with the 400 yet. When I crossed the finish line, I was so happy because I was like, oh, wow, I made it. And it was also such an amazing time with 49.4. I didn't expect to run this, so it was so nice. And at the same time, I think a few seconds later, I was like, okay, first one, we have more to do, but I really tried to enjoy it for a while, like with the victory lap and going through the media and just seeing everyone for a bit. And then I was like, okay, now it's time to sleep and go back tomorrow morning. I was like, okay, it's the start of the big plan. And I really focused on it like task by task. And I was just looking at this race, not thinking too much that the next morning I had another semifinal. And I think just the crowd was so crazy there. such a nice atmosphere that I also really got the feeling like, okay, people want me to be able to make this two, well, at the end, three times gold. So it was such a nice feeling, and I felt ready, and I knew what I had to do. I knew how I had to execute. So it was just about trying this, and I think it worked out pretty well. With 300, we were with three together, and I just tried to push it as much as I could.
And as the finish line approaches, the cacophony of the crowd crescendos.
Jürgen tries to use her shoulders to go around the outside, but is out-muscled by Femke Bol, who's on her way to win her third gold of these championships, with Kaz Moret coming through for silver. What an incredible championships from Femke Bol. Yet more Dutch delight. 3:20.87. Well, we wondered whether the Dutch had the full strength in depth to do what they did at the European indoors. But oh yes, they did.
I think you never know for sure, because you never know what others are gonna do, but I felt strong. I felt like I could push, so I started to push. And then when you're a bit loose, you know you just have to keep running and hope they're not getting back, because everyone gets lactic at one point. And I think I was so focused on how I had to execute it that I didn't think too much. Like, of course, you see the others and it helps you with the adrenaline and to push, but in the end I was just really focused on myself and executing my race, keeping my form, because that's the way I run the fastest.
Femke's three gold medals in Munich crowned her as the finest European talent in the 400 meters and the 400 meter hurdles, while securing the Netherlands a 4x4 gold. So where does an athlete go after scaling such heights? What can they achieve next to build such a legacy? World records, of course, and Femke would break them indoors less than 6 months after her Munich fairy tale. In February 2023, she broke the oldest standing track record at the time, beating Jarmila Kratchevilova's 400-meter record set back in 1982. And this year at the Glasgow Indoor Championship, Femke was at it again.
The big question is whether Klaver goes out really, really hard or runs a...
Glasgow was amazing. I mean, I really wanted the title because I had a silver one and I came in as world record holder. So if you are the world record holder, you also want to be the world champion, of course. To be able to run a world record and become world champion in the same race is something super special, I think. Yeah, it's always harder for me to run your, like, best race as in time on a tournament, because we race quite a lot and it's a 400 or 4 hurdles, so you feel it in the legs. But to be able to do this with on Friday running twice and then the next day coming back and feeling strong, but also being able to take a risk, because if you go for a world record you take a bit of risk with how fast you go everywhere, and then to win it like this was something super special.
It's a glittering gold in Glasgow for Femke Bol, and look at the time, look at the time. She has smashed her own world record, and she looked like she was coasting. Femke Bol has ignited this crowd and done something very, very special.
History. I was seeing it, but I was not registering it because I was also winning, so it was a bit. And then Lieke was coming around me, and I was like, what just happened? But I think it's always amazing how I always just give my all, and then I will see on the clock if it was good enough today or not. And then to be able to see a time like that, it sometimes takes a moment to go into the head, like, okay, you're in this fast. It's sometimes I think, like, did I see maybe something wrong, or is it off? But then you look again and again, and it's still the same time. I'm like, oh, I really did do this. Yeah, it's quite crazy. I especially remember in 2023 when I ran it. The next morning I woke up and I was a bit like, okay, what now? What's happening? I couldn't wrap my mind around it. And I think this year I could enjoy it so much more because I knew, okay, the next morning I'll wake up exactly the same because it won't change a thing about me. But I could wrap my head around it, like, okay, I really did such an amazing race and my legs and I could really produce this amazing time, and it makes me enjoy it a lot. It's what you strive for, to become the best you can, and if it's the best ever, it's something amazing.
So can she do it all again in Rome?
Well, I've just had a week off after indoor, so this was nice, and now we go back a bit to the building phase, and then few weeks before Rome, we will go to more specific to really be ready in Rome to do a good 400 meter hurdles. So I'm really looking forward to it. I always love Rome. I had one of my first Diamond Leagues there in COVID time in this huge stadium, and there were two people, I think, in the crowd because it wasn't allowed. So I think it will be amazing to be there. And also another year I was there and Tamberi was jumping and the crowd went crazy because Italians just go crazy and are so loud, which is so nice. So I'm really looking forward to be able to compete there. And I think it's a great stadium and a great track, so it will be nice to be able to test myself also over the 400 hurdles. I think it's always different to try something for the second time. It helps that I won't do exactly the same. I won't do a double of 4 and 4 hurdles because that's too much right now. But I think it's also nice. It also gives a nice pressure and it also shows you, like, okay, I have the medal because I've already done it once. I know how I've done it back then and I've learned from it. So this is also something that helps, I think. And yeah, a bit of pressure is never something bad. There's a great team around me. I would not be anywhere around here if I wouldn't have this great team around me. I have my two coaches, of course, Laura and Bram. And I will be with them on all the training camp we go on. We'll be going first night to South Africa, then to Curaçao to prepare for World Relays, and then to Turkey also for a few weeks to have the final touches with the hurdles, because we love the Netherlands, but the weather is not always the best to do hurdle starts. And then around me I have my physiotherapist, I have a psychologist, a nutritionist. There are so many people, and I'm so lucky to train at this amazing sports center in Papendal where all of it is centered and together. So they all work together, they all speak to each other, and it's, for me, really the perfect way to do it, because I'm pretty planned. I want everything to fit in perfectly. And if you're training at a place where it's already like this, and if you have coaches who want the same, or it may be even more planned and more into details than I want, it's perfect. So it's really something, it's always a team effort. And also with my teammates, we are world champion with the 4x4. We have a great team around us, and also the men are now bronze at the World Indoors. So it's amazing to be always training with these people and be in this environment where we always inspire and motivate each other. I think it's funny because we're a pretty individual sport, but we are really a team and we really care about our team. And I think there's something so special, and I'm also proud of our whole team for having this. And I must say the coaches also help a lot for this, to always be like your team. And yeah, we're just raised to be a team, and this is something really special. And I think relay is something so nice and it's so fun that you get to race together and that you get to try together. And maybe I'm the anchor leg bringing it home, but I'm only allowed to bring it home if we have a strong enough team that I can do this. So I think you can never underestimate or like say this person brought the gold. No, we always bring it as a team. And that's why I think it's really important for everyone to be highlighted, whether you ran a 48 split or a 49 or 51. We need all of the splits together to be able to run so fast. And I think this team spirit also just helps to be able to be on the track together and perform better than you ever did before. I also had some great women role models now in the Netherlands. Of course, I had Daphne Schippers, and now Lisanne de Witte was also a big role model for me. And now I'm racing together with her in a team. And I think it's great to see women empower each other. And this is what we do in our team. We really make each other stronger outside of trainings or like outside of tournaments. In trainings we make each other stronger, but also the moment we are with the four of us and also the others who are on the side waiting and we're ready in the warm-up, we come on the track and we feel stronger together also as really a big, like, strong women group. And I think this is something so amazing, and I hope it inspires people, especially since we're also from a pretty small country, and there we are now as world champion indoor and outdoor. It's, I think, we just stay like we are, we have fun together, and yeah, we just want each other to do better.
This has been a Highway 61 production for European Athletics. Full details for this series can be found in our show notes, but also visit european-athletics.com for the latest news and ticket information ahead of Rome 2024.